thank you for being here today, and good afternoon. My name is Matthew Bean. I'm representing Texas A&M University today. I will be sharing with you my project that involves no-till management in South Texas. Before I dive directly into my project, I'd like to share with you a little bit of background on conservation tillage overall. NRCS has defined conservation tillage as a system that leaves at least 30% of crop residue over the soil after crop harvest. Some of the potential benefits that are associated with no-till involves decreasing soil erosion, financial cost to the farmer, and also for our soil characteristics, it has the potential to increase structural stability, water infiltration, water content, residue coverage, organic matter, and carbon sequestration. For my project in particular, we want to discuss why is it important for Texas. In the United States, as you see by the graph on the right, conventional tillage, or conservation tillage rather, along with no-till, has increased drastically in the past several years, and conventional tillage is no longer the predominant tillage practice across the United States. When you move down to Texas on lower graph, conventional tillage still dominates above all else. Conservation is high, however, no-till is still lacking severely, with nearly 9% compared to the approximate 35% of the United States average. So with this in mind, why should it be implemented into Texas, and in particular the semi-arid regions of South Texas? In this region, dryland farming is the predominant practice. With this being said, farmers are very sensitive to rainfall throughout the year and the input costs that are associated with the tillage practices. Through no-till, we have the ability to enhance water infiltration rates and increase our soil water holding capacity. Along with that, we have the opportunity to lower production costs to the farmer. Thanks to Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, we have some data that we've provided here. Across Texas, the average input cost for an operation under tillage is $47 a hectare versus the $41 on average. The average farm in Texas is approximately 227 hectares. Through a simple calculation, we can see that on average, farmers have the potential to save $1,400. If we look at the higher input cost and step away from the average, using the same size farm, we increase our tillage and no-till cost per hectare. Farmers now have the potential to save over $5,600 per farm. So with that, the objective of this project was to evaluate the impacts of no-till in a cotton and sorghum cropping rotation with the hypothesis that it would improve our soil aggregate strength and porosity while increasing our soil water content and organic matter. Enhancing nutrient availability was also important, and we also wanted to investigate the water use efficiency of the crops when compared to a conventional practice. The project was initiated in 2010 in Corpus Christi, Texas, along the Gulf Coast region. It was designed with a randomized block design with four replicates of no-till and conventional till. Cotton and sorghum are the predominant agronomic crops for the region, and for this, we chose these crops for the rotation. It is established on Victoria clay. We do have high strength and swell potential for the region. Annual precipitation is approximately 740 millimeters. However, in the past 7 to 5 years, it's fluctuated greatly. In many of the years, we have significantly less amount of rainfall than 740 millimeters. Other factors that you want to take in consideration for the environment is we can have a low to a high hot and humid temperature. Also, due to being along the Gulf Coast, we also have a very high wind, daily wind. Okay. Data collection for today, I'll be sharing with you more of the soil physical properties. Soil measurements will consist of our water content, bulk density, penetration resistance, along with the residue coverage. All soil measurements began to be collected in 2014 in the fourth year of the project. And I'll also be showing you the cotton and sorghum yields. For our main soil moisture content, we did not see any significant difference between tillage treatments. However, as you can see, from 2014 to 2015, we do have a drastic increase. For example, for spring, in the upper 15 centimeters, we have approximately 3.5% versus the spring of 2015, which is 14.3%. And all of this is due to the amount of rainfall that we've received throughout the year prior to sampling. For our cotton yields, we have kilograms hectare on our y-axis over tillage and years on our y-axis. Our yields, actually, we have dating back to 2011. We do have a treatment and year effect along with an interaction based on treatment and year. In 2013, as you can see, no-till greatly outproduced conventional tillage. This is due to a flash drought that we had in our area that resulted in producing a higher yield with no-till. I would like to add, in 2013, it was not economically feasible to harvest the conventional tilled plots with combine. We obtained this data simply from hand harvesting. If we fast forward 2 years, 2015, no-till is still outproducing the conventional till. This is unique due to the drastic amount of rainfall that we received in 2015 in our area. So the takeaway message from this is based, we can have higher yields if we have a low amount of rainfall versus we have a low amount of rainfall and a higher amount of rainfall, and no-till can still outproduce conventional tillage. Our sorghum grain yields, it's set up very similar to the previous slide with our kilograms hectare on our y-axis over our year and treatment tillage. Right now, we're not seeing a significant effect exactly between the two tillage treatments. However, we are seeing a yearly effect and a treatment interaction with the year. 2012, we also had a drought and no-till outproduced conventional tilled plots. In 2013, which I mentioned a little bit ago, we did have a flash drought, and sorghum yields were zero. We were not able to harvest sorghum due to the drought. In 2015, our extreme wet year, conventional tillage actually outproduced the no-till plots for sorghum yield. This is our percent residue coverage. This was taken in 2015 post-harvest, approximately 3 to 4 weeks ago. We are seeing a significant effect between our chosen crops and our treatments. As you can see on our left, we have our crops, cotton and sorghum. Sorghum is at approximately 69%, which is significantly higher than our cotton. This is mainly due to the overall plant biomass of the sorghum over the cotton. It has greater plant biomass. On our right, we have our tillage treatment and no-till at 85% coverage versus 36% coverage of the conventional plots. And this will be taken on a 2-month interval, and we will have future data to report. The bulk density samples were collected in 2014 only, and it does encompass 4 years of treatment. With this being said, no-till is increasing significantly more than the conventional tillage. However, it's not, it's increasing. However, literature does show that through within a few years, it should start decreasing and return back to stabilization. Our penetration resistance was collected at the same time as the bulk density samples. As you can see, we do have a treatment effect with no-till. It has a greater resistance than the conventional tillage. However, it is not yet to the point of inhibiting plant root growth. On our right, we have our crop rotations, and as of right now, cotton has greater resistance than our sorghum. So the takeaway message that we have from this project this far is that for our soil water content, we're not having a treatment effect. It's based upon yearly precipitation rates. Our crop yields are also dependent upon precipitation. However, preliminary results are indicating that we can have equivalent or greater yields than the conventional plots, especially when we have rainfall that is below or above average for our area. And our bulk density and penetration resistance has increased in our no-till. However, it's not to the point of affecting plant growth. And the residue coverage has increased with no-till. And organic matter and nutrients are also expected to increase with further analysis. And despite the limited increase in yields with no-till, the lower input costs that are associated with no-till make it a viable option for farmers to implement into their farming practices in this region. With that being said, I would like to thank NRCS for funding this project and Texas A&M and AgriLife Research for allowing me the opportunity to work with this project and to be here to present to you today. Thank you, and are there any questions? Yes, sir.
Well, I'm just curious, you mentioned that the no-till costs are less than the till system costs. I mean, what is that all about? Is that the cost of fuel to do the tillage in a heavy soil like that? Or?
Yes, it includes the cost of the fuel, the cost of the time that the, if you put a dollar amount on the time that the farmer spends upon the tractor, so those input costs in particular. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What crop phase did you measure your bulk density at? Was it, you know, at a time? I'm just wondering about the tillage or how far recently the soil has been tilled on the tilled side versus.
Right. This, these samples were collected in February, so it's actually previous to tillage. I believe it left fallow through the winter, and we measured it before it was actually tilled. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no more questions.
Thank you.